Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, gets a clean bill of health from the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. A team from the World Anti-Doping Commission, WADA, was recently in Jamaica to examine the operations of Jamaica's anti-doping agency, the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO. The purpose of the visit was to examine the outcomes and post-operations of the partnership between JADCO and its Canadian counterpart, the Canadian Centre for Ethics in Sports, CCES. The partnership signed in 2014 saw JADCO staff receiving training and guidance from the CCES. This was part of efforts to help JADCO bring its technical and administrative operations fully in line with the World Anti-Doping Agency WADA standards. During the WADA team's recent visit, Director of the agency's Standards and Harmonization Unit, Tim Ricketts, outlined that he is satisfied with the outcomes of that partnership, as well as the efficiency with which JADCO is delivering its anti-doping programs.
We're very pleased with the outcomes of that partnership and where JADCO is in terms of delivering effective anti-doping programs.
The WADA delegation also met with Sports Minister Olivia Grange, outlining the parameters of the visit and sharing their satisfaction with JADCO's work. For her part, Ms. Grange expressed happiness at JADCO's endorsement from WADA.
WADA has given us a clean bill of health. And of course, there are little areas that have to be tweaked. There are some matters that need to be clarified as to the relationship between the board and the executive director, as well as the minister. It's important that we observe the best practices. And I'm really happy that we were able to sit with WADA and to have a greater understanding and have WADA indicate that we are compliant.
Chairman of the JADCO board, Alexander Williams, says he is pleased by WADA's assessment, which he says confirms that JADCO is well on track to being one of the best national anti-doping organizations in the world. Meanwhile, Sports Minister Olivia Grange is urging more Jamaicans to follow the example of top local cricketer Marlon Samuels, who recently donated $1.5 million to the Jamaica Society for the Blind. Samuels presented the funds through his Marlon Samuels Foundation, which has for the past few years advocated on behalf of and provided support to blind and visually impaired Jamaicans. Samuels' interest in supporting the visually impaired community stems from an incident in the Australian Big Bash 2020 tournament in 2013. He was hit by a ball from Sri Lankan pacer Lasith Malinga through the grill of his helmet. The blow left Samuels partially blind. In commending Samuels, Minister Grange outlined that persons must become more sensitive to the needs of fellow Jamaicans with various physical and developmental challenges. In the meantime, patrons at events at the National Stadium are being urged to avoid smoking at the venue or face penalties. General Manager of Independence Park Limited, Major Desmond Brown, says his agency will be actively enforcing the smoking ban implemented through the Public Health Tobacco Control Regulations 2013, which became effective July 15, 2013. He adds that this initiative is part of efforts to create a more family-friendly environment at the National Stadium and other properties at the National Sports Complex.
The complaint that we're getting at the stadium, especially for football, is that they're not coming to the stadium because they sit down with their family and somebody comes beside them and either starts, smokes a cigarette or even a spliff. We're asking the persons who support their clubs, if they want the clubs to improve, then for the 2 hours that they're at the stadium, don't light up.
Persons caught smoking at the venue could be fined or imprisoned. Fines range from $10,000 for a first offence, $25,000 for a second, and $50,000 for subsequent offences. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.